What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And hour number three, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We've got some calls waiting on the line. Before I get to them, though, the breaking story is now that Obama is calling for an Electoral College intelligence briefing prior to their vote next week to brief them on how Russia stole the election from Hillary Clinton and gave it to Donald Trump. So basically what we've got here now is the current administration in the White House is now openly questioning the legitimacy of Donald Trump. And however this plays out, the reputation and image of the United States of America has been absolutely destroyed around the world in their lust to cling to power. The narcocracy doesn't want to let go. And they're destroying America's image in the process. So there are days when I'm really ashamed to be an American. And I want to qualify that by saying I don't have a problem with the United States of America. I don't have a problem with most of my fellow American citizens. I don't have a problem with the Constitution. I do have a problem with Washington, D.C. and what a crybaby bunch of spoiled, drug-corrupted brats they've turned out to be. It's humiliating to have the rest of the world judge the American character by the behavior of these people. Let's grab some phone calls here. Errol in the Netherlands, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you took the words out of my mouth because I just wanted to say Donald Trump, he said something about China. We see this all about in the news and everything. And what is the date today? It's the 12th of now?
It's the 12th here.
The 13th.
Well, not okay, even, I guess.
Not even, what is it? Not even 2 days or 3 days over that he has been recognized as the next president of the United States. What we see here now is very interesting because I just want to say this. I know personally, it's not a feeling, it's just logic. Donald Trump will make it in the inauguration. It calls inauguration in America. Inauguration, he will be the next president. And we need, and those people that are so frustrated, so what you said a few days before, like, how do you call it, the sect. That one sect,
the cult,
you know?
The cult, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, this is how the people think. And it is very, they are desperate. But I must say one thing to the American people. And I'm living in the Netherlands. And I'm living also in Amsterdam. Amsterdam, New York, when New York was created, it was first called New Amsterdam. You
yes.
know, when you look at history, exactly. So we now need to get together, do business with the world, and those people who just want more for themselves and less for each other, less for the poor people, they just want more. Donald Trump will be the man. I will say this now. This will be, I just know this. I know politics. I studied this for 15 years. And I just, also, has John in Barbados already called in?
Yes.
Oh, did he talk about Syria?
Yes, he did.
Okay, very good. You know, the world is changing. The new world order, there will be a new world order, but not in their mindset. Not in this greedy mindset. There will be a new world order, but a new world order for all of mankind. And this is my last words. Mike, thank you for my call. Thank you for taking my call. And I wish you a very nice day.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that. There is no question we're on the brink of a dramatic change all over the globe. And as Errol says, it's not going to be the establishment of the one world government agenda. It's going to go exactly the opposite way, to a decentralization where power is going to flow back from these places like Brussels and Washington, D.C., out to the various states and provinces. We're seeing the beginning of the decentralization of news media away from these single individuals who are corrupting everything. And remember, when the United States was started, there were laws that said nobody is allowed to own too much of the media because of the possibility of mischief, especially after the Hearst newspapers. And they saw just how powerful he'd become. They passed laws saying you're not allowed to own too many newspapers or radio stations in a single market. During the first Iraq war, the U.S. government went to the largest media corporations and they said, we'll make you a deal. If you will embed your reporters with our troops and report the war the way we want you to, we will repeal the laws that limit how much media you can have, and you can go on a buying frenzy and buy up all your small competitors and form these giant media conglomerates. And that's exactly what happened. And that's why today all media is flowing just through a handful of individuals who are deciding for you what you will think, what you will believe, what will be important to you, what will not be important to you. We'll remind you that, you know, Kim Kardashian is coming back, and that's the important news of the day. And I think we're going to see a pushback from that. If Trump is able to prevent Hillary Clinton from stealing the White House from him, 2017 is going to be the year of the rise of the independent media. And we're not going to be a single large giant corporation. We're going to be 1,000 voices all across America, each with a different point of view, so that you will be able to listen to all the different shows and points of view and come to a good decision on what you want the country to be doing next. Thomas Jefferson said, it is the highest duty of any citizen to keep themselves fully informed so you can make good choices. Sadly, in this day and age, watching the corporate media does not keep you fully informed. It's a giant lie. You're not informed. They want you to think that you're informed. They want you to think you know everything that's going on. At the same time, they're rendering you deaf, dumb, and blind to what's going on in the real world. All right, let's take a phone call from Robert. Oh, first of all, I got to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And let's go to Robert in Tennessee. Robert, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call, Michael. Couple of things. What have you found is the best method to vet or shepherd the news that you read on the Internet?
Well, first of all, and I've said this many, many times before, you need to think about what you're being told to see if it really, really makes sense. I'm very much shocked to see so many people where the TV will say Donald Trump molested women, and they just say, oh, okay, Donald Trump molested women. That's what they parrot from then on. They're not thinking about what's going on. In terms of analyzing some of these big lies, the advice I always put on out is think about what's going on. Look for what should be there and isn't. And if there's a big hole in that backstory, then you know you're being fed a lie. And the classic example I like to use was back when Obama and John Kerry were screaming about how Bashar al-Assad was using sarin gas on his own Alawite supporters right in front of the UN chemical weapons inspectors on the very day the inspectors arrived in Syria. And, of course, the first question that comes up is, what is the motive? Why would Assad do something that stupid knowing that the U.S. was looking for an excuse to invade? And, of course, it later came on out that these chemical weapons attacks were by the U.S.-backed rebels to frame on Bashar al-Assad, and even the United Nations chemical weapons inspectors came to that same conclusion. So that's a really good way to be looking for it. The other thing, of course, is I think we're at an age right now where people aren't just going to automatically accept what they get from the corporate media anymore. The last poll I saw, only 6% of Americans still trust the corporate media. And that, to me, is a very, very healthy thing. You shouldn't trust anybody in the media or anybody in government. History has shown that anybody who was double-crossed, used, or betrayed or lied to had it done to them by somebody they thought they could trust. And that's what government and corporate media are always out there saying, trust us, trust, just have faith and trust. We are on your side. And they betray that trust over and over and over and over again. And now the American people are waking up about that. And I don't know how this whole thing with Hillary is going to play out. But again, I'm seeing so many parallels between what our nation is going through right now with the collapse of public trust in the government and the media, with the last few months before the collapse of the Soviet Union. We could still see that happen here, especially if Hillary steals the White House. There'll be no more trust and confidence and faith in the federal government system, and we could see the whole shebang come crashing down, just like the Soviet Union did.
My second question, Michael, would be, you know, when you talk to people and you tell them some things that, especially people who are only absorbed into the regular news media, they will say, where did you read that? On the internet? So as far as when, and I know they do that with you, so what's your comeback to them, Mike?
Well, first of all, I don't waste my time with anybody who is, you know, taken the red, the blue pill and is enslaved to corporate media. They're a tiny minority anyway. What you need to do is develop a sense for people who are doubting and they're looking for answers and they're willing to listen. And the other rule, I mean, the art of the rabble rouser is knowing what the rabble is willing to listen to and what they are not ready to hear. So you have to walk a very gentle course. Don't overwhelm them with how much stuff that you have. And anytime somebody starts saying about, well, that's the internet, and I believe the corporate media, and just say, the corporate media told you Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. The corporate media told you Snowfall was a thing of the past back in 2000. The corporate media, and, you know, just lay about five or six of the known documented lies where everybody knows that's what happened. Oh, yeah, they lied about that. And, you know, once you do that, and then you say, okay, maybe you need to stop listening to these people who provably lie to you and realize there is another world out there. That you and remind them, finding the truth is hard, hard work. You know,
nobody
gives you the truth for free. Those TV networks are not paid the money they're paid to feed you the truth. They're there to sell you things. The next car, the next war, the next tax, the next candidate, the next vaccine, the next whiz-bang fashion accessory that they want you to buy for the Christmas shopping season. That's what they're in business to do. What television actually sells, amazingly enough, is you, your brain, your mind. That's what TV does. TV rounds you up, they lure you in with TV programming, and then they sell you to the advertisers to deliver you up in a receptive state for that 30 or 60 second pitch, which is the real point of the TV networks, to get you in there paying attention to the commercials. Little story I want to share with you about the original Star Trek. The original Star Trek, as you know, was a huge success with the fans, had very high Nielsen ratings. But it turned out it had very low Burke scores. Now, for those of you not in the industry, the Nielsen ratings are a measure of how many people are watching the show. The Burke score is a measure of how many people are watching the commercials. And what they discovered was because Gene Roddenberry's stories were so engaging and raising so many social questions that people were talking through the commercials, discussing what they saw on the show. And that's why NBC tried to kill it after one season. Even though it was popular, the advertisers didn't like it. So that's really what shapes their thinking.
Thanks, Michael. Listen, I enjoy your program immensely, and I do appreciate all you do. And I know you you make some really big sacrifices, and I want you to know that it doesn't go unnoticed.
Well, thank you very much, and especially right now, you know, Claire and I are feeling the pressure, and it's just so angering to see this country that we were born into and love philosophically just being torn apart by people who have appointed themselves our masters. And I think the single most heartbreaking thing about what's going on right now, regardless of how it finally ends up, in the process, Hillary and her Democrats, her narcocracy, have absolutely destroyed America's image and reputation around the world, will be a century getting it back, if ever.
I agree. Thanks, okay. Michael. I do appreciate you talking to me.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Okay. Well, I'm starting to replace some of the equipment here, and I need to do the mixer next. So let's talk about human-caused global warming, because anybody that says there's no such thing as a wide-ranging conspiracy to defraud the people of the world, we've got one right here, staked out, naked on the ground for you to study and learn from. It involved NASA, NOAA, the United Nations, the IPCC, Hadley Climate Research Unit at the University of East Anglia, New Zealand Meteorological, Australia Meteorological, the Met Office in Great Britain, all of these so-called science channels that were pushing human-caused global warming, human-caused global warming. Back in 2000, they were proclaiming snowfalls are a thing of the past, and look at the winter that is settling in on us now. Apparently today, more than 1,500 flights had to be canceled at the Chicago and Detroit airports because of the snow and ice coming on in. Nearly a foot of snow across Metro Detroit. And the carbon Nazis are still not giving up. The story they're trying to put out there now is the polar vortex has brought the Arctic cold down to us. But if you were somehow able to go up to the Arctic, which they know you can't, you'd find it's warm and sunny and you could just get into your bathing suit and sunbathe up there at the North Pole, because that's where all the human-caused global warming is hiding now. Now, the National Weather Service in Duluth is forecasting the first widespread below zero temperatures by Saturday morning. And we're still officially not quite into winter. We're getting there. Story coming out of Investment Watch blog. Record 2016 snowfall in North American cities matches Maunder minimum cooling areas. Now, we've talked about this before. Contrary to the claims of Al Gore and all of the people in the media who supported him, just like they're supporting Hillary Clinton, human activity does not dominate climate on Earth. There is an effect. It is minuscule. Climate on Earth is primarily determined by two things: the amount of solar energy we are receiving and the shape of the Earth's orbit. Now, Earth's orbit slowly oscillates between circular and elliptical. When it's elliptical, the Earth spends more time at the far end of the orbit, further away from the sun, following Kepler's laws of orbital motion, and that's when we get the ice ages. When the orbit becomes more circular and Earth spends more time closer to the sun, we get the interglacials, which is where we are right now. Now, solar output is not constant. There are numerous solar cycles that influence the amount of energy it puts on out. There's the 11-year sunspot cycle, 22-year magnetic cycle, and indications of longer cycles, 60 and over 100 years. We've only been able to study the sun scientifically for about 100 years. So we don't know if what we're seeing is part of a longer period cycle or not. But what is known is that a few hundred years ago, there was a period called the Maunder Minimum, where astronomers noticed that the sun had no sunspots for a prolonged period of time, and Earth cooled, leading to the Little Ice Age. And the indications are now we're seeing the beginning of a repeat of a new Maunder Minimum and a new Little Ice Age, and there is nothing Al Gore and his people can do to change it. It's just another scam. Politicians love to take something that happens naturally, declare it a crisis and emergency, and then offer to sell you a solution. Only we're not buying anymore. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Yeah. You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just trash yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about human-caused global warming. And apparently, up in Ontario, just in the last 24 hours, 500 collisions because of the snow and ice. And Canadians know how to deal with snow and ice, so this is like really a bad situation. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Gary in Saskatchewan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, buddy. What's going on? I was just noticing here, I just saw on Facebook, Judge Knapp, you know, Napolitano.
Yes.
Just come on, and he said that he interviewed one of the top guys from the NSA, and he said it wasn't the Russians that hacked in to the DNC. It was the NSA that did that and fed it to WikiLeaks to release it.
Well, you know, Craig Murray is saying exactly the same thing, because he's out there saying he actually met the person who was the leaker to WikiLeaks, and it wasn't Russia. It was an intelligence agency insider. I mean, if the NSA did this, good for the NSA and whoever did it. I'm going to have to take back some of the bad things I've said about them.
Well, that's probably the only positive thing they've ever done.
True.
But what really blew me away about this article, this, you know, it's like a 2.5 minute video on Facebook that Judge Knapp. But what really amazed me about it is he had to do it outside of the Fox studios. I thought, you know,
that's very telling. Like, that's
well,
very
gee whiz, I mean, you're the king of discernment on, like, on the airwaves. But, I mean, we're all waking up here. But anyways, I'm in Saskatchewan, and we're bringing in the brass monkeys tonight. It's minus 25 here.
Oh, ouch. Oh, man.
Yeah.
You know, I've lived here in Hawaii so long, I've lost my tolerance for cold. You know, I'm originally a New England farm kid, where I loved winter, and, you know, 60 was a comfortable temperature, and then lived briefly in Washington State after I left Los Angeles. But Claire and I have been in Hawaii so long, we're getting down to like 66, 67 at night, and we're cold, you know.
Your blood send, I built a recycling plant in Jamaica in 2010 and lived there for a couple of years, and I come back to Canada after I had a Broadzilla too.
The Broadzilla was the last one. Claire is something else. And thank goodness my aunt in New England, as a Christmas present, sent us a new quilt. And it's gorgeous,
isn't that lovely?
Beautiful, and we're definitely going to be cuddling up underneath that thing.
But all I just thought it looked good on Judge Knapp.
Yeah, I actually had seen that video. I think we actually linked to it. But the fact that he had to do it outside the Fox studios is very, very telling. But again, it lines up with what Craig Murray was saying. It lines up with what Julian Assange was saying. These were internal leaks. When the DNC emails first became available, even the DNC said there was absolutely no indication that their computers had been broken into from outside. You know, the Russians did it. The Russians stole it. The Russians ate my homework, teacher. Can I have a safe space?
Yeah, the Russians killed Kennedy too, right?
Yeah. the Russians personally nailed Jesus to the cross.
I like that. Okay, my friend, thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are still open here. Speaking of Russia, apparently the Russian telecom giant Rostelecom has been thwarting distributed denial of service attacks on the five largest banks and financial institutions in Russia. The attacks all happened back on December 5th, the longest of them lasting for over 2 hours. So somebody's throwing a real tantrum here, and I think we need to look at Joe Biden's comments from just a couple of months back about how great it would be to launch cyber war against Russia. And it looks like they're actually doing it and trying to provoke Russia that way. Now, apparently the TalkTalk routers have been compromised by a variant of the Mirai worm that turns them into botnet agents to be used as armies to mount distributed denial of service attacks. More about this when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you have sciatica, then you know all about the crippling pain that travels from your lower back down your leg when a spasm occurs. It's brutal. In fact, it's enough to take your breath away. Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream helps relieve persistent, shooting pains associated with the sciatic nerve in the lower back and legs. This natural, homeopathic cream contains the most potent ingredients to soothe even the most excruciating pain associated with sciatica. Stop the pain now. Ask for Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream at your local health food store or go online to TraskNutrition.com.
Would you like relief from muscle pain, headaches, and discomfort to sleep better, have more energy during the day, and just feel naturally amazing? Fibromalic can help. Its blend of malic acid and magnesium can provide pain relief and comfort for those who experience fibromyalgia. It helps your body absorb more oxygen, and it works quickly for a significant reduction in pain within 48 hours, all without a prescription. Ask for Fibromalic at health and vitamin shops or shop Fibromalic.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we went into the commercial break, we were talking about how there's a new variant of the Mirai worm that is infiltrating TalkTalk routers and is creating botnet agents to be used as distributed denial of service bots. And it's a huge problem. And they don't seem to know what to do about it. Which brings me back to this claim that Russia hacked the election to help Donald Trump. Because what we were told was, oh, we think it happened last week. Obama ordered the CIA to take a look at it. Then just 2 days later, the Washington Post is claiming the CIA sent a secret report to Congress saying, we've got proof Russia did this. This from the same government that has been unable to rein in cybercrime and ransomware writers for year after year after year after year. Remember what I said to that caller before about learning whether you're being lied to? Does it make sense? No, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that a government that can't find the ransomware writers could instantaneously say, we have proof of a nation state hacking the election system. And as John Bolton came on out and said, if Russia had done it, there wouldn't be a trace left of it. We're not talking about script kiddies running out of the basement of their parents' home. We're talking a nation state that's very, very capable. And we need to keep that in mind. It doesn't make sense. Even if Russia had wanted to hack the election, why would they leave a trace? The answer is they wouldn't. There's no reason for them to leave a trace. Unlike the Department of Homeland Security, which got caught hacking into the voter information database down there in Georgia. Now, apparently, Microsoft has done it once again. There is an update for Windows 8 and Windows 10 PCs, which apparently seems to have damaged what is called the Dynamic Host Configuration Protocol, or DHCP. Now, DHCP, when you have a local network and you plug machines into the router, DHCP is what finds and arbitrates assigning the local IP numbers. If you want to get away from that nonsense, you have the option of hardwiring IPs into all of your various products, so it doesn't go through DHCP. But apparently, numerous ISPs all across Great Britain and Europe are saying these new Microsoft updated PCs cannot connect with the networks because of problems with DHCP. Apparently, the DHCP cannot automatically acquire their LAN-side IP address, router address, and DNS settings from the broadband routers. So they drop off the internet, and they vanish from other devices on their local network. Way to go, Microsoft. Now then, interesting little story coming out of DaisyLuther.com, where supposedly Elon Musk is coming out with an idea of a Wi-Fi capable brain implant. What could possibly go wrong? And they're talking about a computer interface implanted into the human brain, which, if you're familiar with books like Neuromancer and Burning Chrome by William Gibson, it's a major storyline. There is a problem with that, though. When you have a Wi-Fi port on your smartphone, the Wi-Fi port connects to a known standard communications protocol, which is the same from device to device to device to device to device. There's the problem. As we grow up, our brains evolve and adapt to our environment and our education in different ways. There is no standardized way of communicating with a human brain at that neuron level. There's no one place where it all comes together where you can dip into it. It's totally distributed. So it may sound like it's a good idea, but frankly, I don't see it as happening anytime soon. All right, let's grab a couple of phone calls. George in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike?
Doing fine.
Well, you know, the thing is, I was listening to local NPR driving home from work in the morning because I work at nights. And I could tell you one thing. They are frantic. That's why I written out, thank you for posting on your website, but they were sitting there scared because all those laws they passed, like the Military Commissions Act, the Patriot Act, PD-51, all those draconian laws, you know, that were meant to take us down, to arrest dissidents, to put down a resistance, now in the hands of Donald Trump could be used against them.
Yes.
They're scared.
Yes.
And, you know, it just comes to see their arrogance, knowing their arrogance, thinking what goes around is not going to come around. And I just think that's what's happening. What goes around is going to come around.
Well, it's not just that. Again, it goes back to the fact that for 30 years, we've had a political elite that is steeped in that drug money corruption out of the CIA's Operation Screwworm, where they were smuggling guns down to Nicaragua, and it was a violation of not only the Boland Amendment but the Logan Act, so they couldn't get money for Congress to pay for all this, so they funded it by smuggling cocaine back into the United States of America to sell to our kids and pay for the guns and make themselves very rich. And they acquired enough money to literally buy their way to the highest levels of the U.S. government. It's a repeat of prohibition. This is what Gary Webb was talking about with his new series Dark Alliance, for which he was assassinated. And that's really what's going on here. And so all of Hillary's supporters understand they're looking at serious jail time for participation in a giant drug money laundry. That's what the Clinton Foundation is. It's a money laundry slush fund. And they're looking at all, they've been able to keep the lid on all these crimes all these years by being in power. Once they're out of power, you're going to see people going on back and actually looking at the evidence that indicates White House Deputy Counsel Vincent Foster was murdered. The FBI did cover it up on orders from the White House. They're going to be looking at Chinagate and how the Clintons did sell U.S. secrets to China in exchange for campaign donations. And then they're going to move up and say, was Hillary doing the same thing with that private email server and using the charitable foundation to collect and launder the money? These people are looking at drug charges. They're looking at espionage. They're looking at treason. And that is why they are so afraid right now of Trump's victory, because they won't be able to control the narrative. They won't be able to control the courts. And payback is going to be a Hillary.
Well, you know, I just want to ask you one thing, if you probably can get in the future. You can get Chuck Undersea on your show as a guest again for his new movie, Revelation.
I'll try. I don't have contact information, but I'll try and track him down, okay?
Yeah, because his new movie is a springboard from Behold the Pale Horse. It's a lot more expanded than the first movie, and I remember
Behold the Pale Horse. That was a very, very good film.
Well, this one's very well edited, much more expanded, but I just think they missed one thing. They should have had you as one of the people on there.
They know where to find me. I mean, one of the big problems Claire and I have had is that living out here in Hawaii, and it's a tropical paradise, actually, no, it isn't, because of TSA and the economy and everything. There are a lot of people who want to involve me in their various projects. They can't afford the airfare for me to come to the mainland. The one happy exception, obviously, being the History Channel, which was able to bring me back to California to film America's Book of Secrets. But after January 20th, when we see how this battle between Trump and Hillary resolves, Claire and I are seriously thinking we'd like to get back to the mainland so that I'm available for speaking engagements and more involvement in some of these TV programs. Also so that Claire can get a better class of singers for her music demos, because while everybody here in Hawaii knows Tiny Bubbles and Little Pearly Shells, finding singers who can handle the more sophisticated music that Claire likes to write has been very, very difficult. And out of necessity, I've become a very, very good recording engineer. Claire's laughing in the other room. She knows what we go through. But it would be nice to actually get singers who could come on in, look at the sheet music, and hit the pitch on the first try. So, but again, we're putting that decision off until after January 20th. We'd like to get back to the mainland. It's going to cost us about $30,000 to do it, but we really want to come back to the mainland under a Trump presidency.
Well, I just hope, set up a GoFundMe page. I throw a few dollars.
Like I said, after January 20th, what I'm hoping is some rising independent media company is going to hire me and provide travel expenses, moving expenses, rather, to get me back there. But we'll see what's going to happen. But like I said, if Hillary fails in this effort to steal the White House back from Donald Trump, 2017 is going to be the year of the rise of independent media. And it's going to be exciting to see it happen after all these years of slogging out here in the hinterland.
Well, thank you, Mike. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Mike in Tennessee. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Greetings, Mike. Let me just add a little bit what you were just talking about, and then put in some information you were talking about earlier. It is the CIA bringing in the drugs at that time for that operation, and it was the sheriffs and the police who were distributing the drugs. They would go out and find their drug dealers. They would bust them. They would say, okay, here's the deal. You're working for us now. You sell our drugs, and you help us set up people that we want to keep the system going with, and you keep the drugs flowing, and you'll be fine. So that's what they've been doing for a long time. I was helping in the Air Force in a covert operation back in early 90s, flying operations in Arkansas, spotting pipelines that the sheriffs were growing on land that they seized from the Reagan administration civil forfeiture laws. And we brought down four sheriffs, and that's why I was railroaded, and that's why they're still after me today. MikeParsons.org is my website. They're trying to send me back for 10 years for another bogus charge.
Well, I'll take a look at your website here, but we know that's how it worked. Out in Los Angeles, my first wife was very much tied in with that drug culture, and I actually met Freeway Ricky Ross through her, who figured prominently in David Webb's stories, Dark Alliance. And he used to just openly brag that he was working for the Central Intelligence Agency, and that as long as he worked for CIA, the Los Angeles police would never touch him. And as long as he worked for CIA, the Los Angeles police never did.
Right. They had the congressman contacted by the farmers who were losing their 1,000-acre ranches and farms to these sheriffs and these backwoods counties, and they said, look, you got to help us get our farms back or we're going to take out some sheriffs because they're stealing our land. And the congressman got with the Air Force, and they got the ability to utilize properly the auxiliary. Air Force Civil Air Patrol is an unpaid auxiliary, so there's no posse comitatus violation. And us volunteers were spotting pot plants, doing grid patterns training, and turning that over to them. They brought in National Guard from other states, found the pot, arrested the landowner, which was a sheriff, and off they went. So that is their problem with me. Now, earlier you're talking about the elimination of money. I know people that fly a lot, and the problem now is that all these little airports have self-service gas stations. You have to have a credit card. Even if you go during normal operations, they don't want cash. If you go to a county-owned airport, I don't know of a single county-owned airport across this country that will take cash. They've all gone to credit card only, so they can track who's flying where.
Yes. I'm not at all surprised about that.
Right. And here's something else that I recently discovered. If you try to go to Walmart and get one of those Visa prepaid cards, it says nowhere on the packaging that you have to activate it with a Social Security number. And under penalty of perjury, if you give anybody else a Social Security number or a false one, you have committed a felony. So basically, there's an entrapment clause there. And when you go back to Walmart and say, you know what, I don't have a social, I can't use, I want to refund it, they say, sorry, can't do it, it's against policy, oops. But if you call the corporate headquarters and you politely complain that you don't have a social and it doesn't say it anywhere in your policy manual, they will refund your money. But they don't like to because they're trying to get everybody to have a Social Security number and or go to cashless.
Yeah, and judging by what's going on in India, that could be the final blow to the U.S. economy. And you need to understand something. The fact that the stock market is soaring does not mean we have a working, healthy economy. If anything, it means the stock market is being artificially driven up to look good for the outgoing Obama administration. But that means the market is hideously overvalued, and that means when there's an upset, there's a long way to go before it stabilizes down at the bottom. Everyone's talking about 4.6 unemployment, which we know is a joke, and we've created all these new jobs in November. Those are the seasonal hires. They're all going to be let go in January. There's going to be a major dip in the economy in January as all these seasonal hires are let go, and of course they're going to blame it on Donald Trump. So we're not out of the woods on that one yet. As far as the U.S. government drug running, we have photos at my website of U.S. and coalition forces in Afghanistan guarding and protecting the opium poppy fields and handling and shipping those sacks of raw opium. And that is just the ugly reality of what our government has become over the last 30 years.
And don't forget the body bags coming out of Vietnam full of drugs.
That's absolutely. They transshipped right through here in Hawaii and contaminated our local political structure. We're still feeling those effects to this very day.
As they say, gold is the money of kings and silver is the money of gentlemen. Gentlemen, it's time to load up with silver.
It absolutely is. And debt is the money of the poor people.
Exactly. God bless.
All right,
and have a great day, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Coming up almost at the end of the show here. We're seeing video coming out of Aleppo now that it's been liberated. And boy, the party is going on. There are street parties all over the place. with news of the victory. None of these are being shown in the American corporate media because the narrative is, oh, those poor people of Syria, they're now back in the clutches of the evil tyrant Assad, and they're miserable and unhappy that they have not been freed from him. And the video from the ground is showing exactly the opposite. They're delighted to be saved from those U.S.-backed terrorists. Meanwhile, of course, up in Palmyra, the war continues on. The U.S. is not ready to let go of Syria yet because Obama doesn't want that as part of his legacy in the White House. He wants that to be dumped on Donald Trump here. All right, we're coming up here on a commercial break, and we'll be back with the last segment of our program after these words from our sponsors.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord. And when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're getting word that one of the luxury apartment blocks on the palm tree-shaped artificial island in Dubai is on fire. and it's several floors. It's a very spectacular blaze going on, and everybody is watching that tower, waiting for it to collapse into its own footprint like building number 7 did. Any second now, that entire building's going to come down right into its own footprint the way building number 7 did. Any second. Any second now it's going to happen. Any second. It's just, let's go get a falafel. Now, there's an interesting little article that came out of drcircus.com. And it's talking about the fact that this year, over 100 Freedom of Information Act requests have finally forced the CDC to admit that thimerosal is dangerous. It's a neurological Armageddon. And the agency has known for years that it can cause all kinds of neurological problems, including autism. It was officially banned in 1999, but it is still used in over 60 vaccines, and it's causing autism. Now, what kind of a government allows children to be neurologically crippled for a fast buck? And they're not thinking long term, because at current exponential rates of growth, it is estimated by 2030, half of all children in the U.S. will be diagnosed as autistic because of vaccine damage. That means half of the American population will not be available for the workforce. And a significant portion of the available workforce will be tied up caring for the autistic children as they grow into adulthood. Even if the government adopts the draconian procedure of euthanizing children who are diagnosed as autistic, you still have a less than total workforce from the birth rate, and the rates of infection and diagnosis are still going up because they won't deal with the problem. Because it upsets the stockholders over at the big pharmaceutical companies. Apparently, last week, the Environmental Protection Agency released an environmental impact study regarding creeping bentgrass. This is a genetically engineered grass that accidentally broke into the wild from the test planting. And the EPA, now that it's gone out there, is saying, well, we've looked at it. Nah, it's not a big problem. You shouldn't be worried that it broke out of its test fields. It's okay. It's going to work out. Remember when kudzu first came to this country and what an absolute nightmare problem it was displacing other indigenous plant species? And, of course, this bent grass is designed to resist glyphosate. It can't be killed with Roundup. They're insane. They're all on antidepressants. That explains the thinking coming out of corporations and government. They're all on prescription antidepressants. There's the music. I got to do Jim Goddard's show up in Vancouver. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Don't forget to look at the Pure Pro products. 25% off Christmas special between now and the end of the year. RepublicBroadcasting.org. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer.
Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.